What not to do? Dismissing deconstruction, trauma language, or my truth. When someone uses words like deconstruction, trauma, authenticity, boundaries, or my truth, a Christian leader may feel uneasy. Some leaders react too quickly. They hear those words and immediately assume rebellion, selfishness, or cultural confusion. Sometimes those elements are present, but not always. A person who says, "I am deconstructing," may be rejecting Christ. But another person may be trying to sort through hypocrisy, spiritual abuse, legalism, family pressure, unanswered questions, or painful church experiences. A person who says, "I need boundaries," may be using therapeutic language to avoid responsibility. But another person may finally be learning how to resist manipulation, abuse, or unhealthy dependence. A person who says, "I am living my truth," may be making the self ultimate. But another person may be trying to say, "I do not know how to be honest about my story." Christian leaders must not dismiss too quickly. A poor response sounds like this: "That is just worldly nonsense. Stop talking like that and submit." That response may sound strong, but it often fails to listen. It may confirm the person's fear that Christians do not care about wounds, questions, or honest struggle. Another poor response is the opposite: whatever feels true to you is true for you. That response may sound compassionate, but it abandons the person to the unstable authority of the self. Christian ministry must be better than both harsh dismissal and confused affirmation. The wise leader asks careful questions. What do you mean by deconstruction? What were you trying to get free from? When you say trauma, are you describing harm that still needs support? When you say boundaries, what are you protecting? When you say my truth, are you talking about your experience, or are you saying truth itself is only personal? These questions help clarify the conversation. Role clarity matters too. A minister, chaplain, officiant, or ministry coach is not automatically a therapist. If someone describes abuse, self-harm, severe trauma, coercion, danger, or a mental health crisis, referral and safety steps may be needed. Compassion does not mean pretending we can handle everything. The Christian witness is this: truth and healing belong together in Jesus Christ. Grace is not denial. Truth is not cruelty. The Lord knows our stories more deeply than we do, and He calls us into freedom that is larger than self-definition. Do not mock the language. Do not surrender truth. Listen carefully. Clarify meaning. Stay within role. Point to Christ.